B-Pod Studios.
From the Plato's Closet Studios.
Are you ready?
This is WNKS, WNKS HD1 Charlotte.
There's no stopping us
from Beasley Media Group Station, home of the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Turn it up.
It's 95.1.
Tonight at 6, a new morning show is taking Charlotte by storm.
I get up with you guys every single morning, and I don't think I'd be able to make it to work if it wasn't for you guys.
Thank you.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Mani, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
We're yelling off the air
about shirtless men.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to your Thursday, January 16th, 2020.
It happened again this week to me. I blinked and now it's Thursday.
Oh my God.
I thought it was Wednesday again. It's the mommy brain.
The week is definitely going fast. I agree with you. This week is going fast. What's going on in your world, Roy?
Yesterday I spent hours at the Town of Country Ford. Not a commercial. I don't get paid by them. I'm just saying I was there because my car was being serviced.
Okay.
And I was walking around, and I noticed a few things. Number one, for the first time ever, me being at a dealership, nobody attacked me for a sale.
Ah.
Thought that was interesting because I got bored at one point when walking to look at vehicles. Thought for sure somebody would be like, excuse me, sir.
They're all burnt out from their end of the year rush.
Yeah.
I will say, like, I know I do commercials for Joe Moss.
Uh-huh.
I do commercials for Brandon Ganny of Victory Chevrolet. I feel like the car buying business has changed a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah, I feel like it's changed a little bit. Like, they kind of let you shop around.
Very cool.
It used to be when you rolled up, they would jump
attack
all over
you.
Your car.
Yeah.
Hey,
you want a car? You want a test drive? Let's go.
You know,
but now I was, like, looking around. I was looking in cars and nobody did anything. Thought that was interesting. And then the second thing about Town of Country Ford, they have a freaking restaurant in there. So I was in there, and I found other people that weren't even working at Town of Country Ford coming to the restaurant.
Maybe that's why they don't jump on everybody that's coming in there, because I do know people who go there just for lunch.
Blows my mind. I knew they had a restaurant. I just thought it was for the customers, and it fixed you a little something while you wait. No, it's like a legit restaurant.
Yeah.
It's a legit operation.
But we talked about this before. We should bring it up again later on in the show. Like, weird places that have good food, you know. Like, people go to Presbyterian Hospital on Wednesday for their fried chicken. People that work around that area that aren't even in the hospital, they just go to the cafeteria for the fried chicken.
It was amazing. And I even cracked up because some of the workers, of course, know the people at the restaurant. And he's like, hey, if Dan comes back, only give him a salad. He's doing really good. He's gonna try to get something else, but I only want you to get Dan a salad. And I thought the whole interaction was funny. They're like, do you have any apples so you can snack on some apples? Clearly the staff was trying to help another employee stick to the resolution. I thought that was kind of cool.
Yeah.
I thought that was interesting.
That's nice.
Yeah, that is cool. For me, yesterday after the show, I went over to WSOC-TV and helped Steve Udelson, their chief meteorologist, with his coat drive. And that was really cool. But what was really cool was that I tried to get on TV like twice because they were doing like live hits.
How'd that go?
No. It wasn't that. It was like I didn't know they were doing their like live cut-ins. They would all of a sudden the camera light would go on.
Yeah.
On the TV camera, and Steve would be like, hey, we're here. That's right. We're doing the coat drive. And I didn't want to just like walk behind and like be weird. I was sitting there and I'm like, I have to ambush this guy. Like, I want to jump in and do something, but I couldn't find the right moment to do it. So then
he's a professional, dude. He's polished.
And I don't have that relationship with him yet.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, if it was Nick Koester, I'd be like, Nick, what's up, bud?
Right, yeah. Or even Brad Panovich, yeah. You know. But we just started this relationship with WSOC-TV, and we're spending money for each other, and I didn't want to ruin it. But I was like, all right, you know what? The next time they go, I'm going to just bring a coat, any coat, and just, like, put it over his shoulders.
Did you do it?
No, because then I was like, what if he doesn't want, like, what if he's a germaphobe?
Right. Chicken.
Basically.
No, I would have been there, like, egging you out.
No. That's the thing, is I had nobody there to egg me on.
Yeah,
and we would have done it, but that's also one of the things, like, we would get fired for. You know what I'm saying?
100%.
Like, out of all the stupid things we've done, we'd be like, listen, you put a coat on Steve.
Yeah.
Well, they're a partner now, so...
A few people who listened to the Manny, Roy, and Lorenz show did drop by. They said they heard it on Kiss, and they brought some coats. So thank you to you guys, and I think it was another successful day. We filled up a truck with coats for kids and adults.
Awesome.
What about you, Ren? What did you do?
Oh, so I had a meeting with a friend who wants to start a podcast yesterday. And
did you tell them I was a podcast captain?
I did. And I think I'll run it by you later, but I think it's a good idea what she wants to do.
Oh.
And then I gave my husband a heart attack because he thought I was spending our entire life savings yesterday.
Oh boy, she did the points thing.
I really did do the points thing at some point. But I had a general contractor come over to give me a quote on like 8 projects that I want to do for the house before the baby gets here. And Dallas is like, we just did 8 projects of the house before we moved in. Like, what the heck else is there to do?
I understand that concern.
Little at a time, Loren, a little at a time.
I know, but my...
Chip away.
I know. My GC is so hard to get a hold of, so I threw like 8 projects at him all in one day to get a quote on it.
Oh, boy.
And then once he left and I calmed Dallas down, I then had to book the rest of our baby moon trip. And Dallas is like, Loren, you are giving me the most anxiety right now. I'm checking our bank account like every 30 minutes to make sure that you're not just draining us. And I'm like, I swear on my life. I swear my unborn child's life that I'm booking our baby moon on points. And I really mean that this time because I've said it in the past.
Oh, she always lies about it. That's her go-to lie. Because you don't spend enough to get that many points.
I know, but Dallas travels enough to have that many points now. So it's real. I lied about it for years and I brought it to fruition. Put it in the universe.
Which, by the way, ladies, it's an awesome thing to do to your man. If you have a secret account and you pay for things and he can't quite figure it out, tell him it's on points because they don't understand credit cards and rewards.
No.
And they tell them miles. Oh, I got it on miles. And you may never even have flown before. That will freak them out.
But you didn't pay the GC anything yesterday, right?
No, but I was getting a pretty hefty quote.
I saw your Instagram.
Yeah.
I bet it was a hefty quote. Yeah, if you look at all the F words on Insta, you too, like Dallas, will have a heart attack.
What's she getting done?
The outside, the baby's room, you know my laundry
doing?
Room.
She's getting a brand new house. That's what she's doing.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Charlotte's number one music station. It's Kiss 95.1 with Demaney Roy and the Red Morning Show.
Loren's funny because when we just went into circles, she just walked out of here. And it's funny with you, Loren, because you just went into the other studio to record something. But I like when you leave the studio and the door's closing and you're still yelling.
It's funny.
I do it all the time.
Yeah, you weren't yelling at us. You're just talking loud.
Talking?
You're just like, yeah. She's just like, well, that's just what you should do. You need to be.
Yeah, I'm loud.
And the door closes.
It's a family tree.
All right, here's what's going on today. We got a brand new War of the Roses at 7:50. Before that, at 7:20, we got your Halsey tickets. We have a fun Kardashian game we're going to play for Halsey tickets. And then, of course, 8 a.m. Roy is the big hour where we give away $1,000.
Yeah, big show. We have a really big show today.
The Kiss Cash Code, yep. Okay, so when we come back, we will tell you where the United States landed on the top countries around the world. And we'll tell you the criteria that they used to tell you which countries are in the top 10. And we'll let you know where the U.S. stands. Don't go anywhere.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1 with the Manny Roy and the Rand Morning Show.
All right, countries around the world, Loren, you've been to a lot more than I have.
Okay.
What are some of the countries that you've been to?
Oh, I've been to Italy, Paris. I mean, France. I've been to Austria. I've been to China.
Yeah, you traveled a lot with the honeybees and the lady cats when you danced for the basketball team here.
Yep.
The top countries in the world, according to U.S. News and World Report magazine, they just released their best countries. They rank 73 nations across a range of categories, including economic influence, military might, education, and overall quality of life.
Okay.
Well, clearly America's number one.
Yeah, better be. I don't wear this MAGA hat for nothing, you know.
Oh, God.
Oh, gosh.
No, the MAGA hat. It's
watch out.
Yeah.
You just brought up politics.
Switzerland was number one on the list as the top country in the world, followed by Canada at number two. Japan, number three.
Okay.
Which, that's like one cut. Japan and Australia I want to visit.
I do want to do Australia, yeah.
It's funny, because everybody wants to go to Europe. I want to go to, like, the Asian Pacific.
It just takes so long to get there.
I know.
It does. It does take a long time. I feel like if I went to, like, Japan, they would point at me and be in shock.
Oh, listen, they would.
I'm so big.
I went to China.
I don't know, sumo wrestling's a thing over there.
I think I'm bigger than that.
But when I went to China, I was walking through a market with my girlfriend, and she has this long blonde hair, and she kept saying, "Loren, stop touching me." And I'm like, "I'm not touching you."
She's
like, "No, seriously, I can feel you playing with my hair." I'm like, "I swear to you, I'm not touching you. I'll even walk in front of you." People were petting her walking through the streets because they had never seen anybody who looked like her before.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. They wanted to touch her blonde hair.
I saw a YouTube video of a black woman who I think she lived in Japan. And I guess there's not a lot of black people there either. And she said people would point at her. So imagine me and my partner Sterling, who's black, in Japan. They'd be, one, either thinking I'm the strangest thing because I'm so big, or that I'm royalty because I am so big. It's one of the two. Either way, I'm going to be a whole thing. And then two, they're going to be like, "Oh, it's a black guy." You know what I'm saying? Like, we would be a walking museum in Japan.
Look at those two. Call Skulder and Molly. There's something going on. Mulder and Scully.
Yeah.
By the way, Germany was number 4. Australia was number 5 in the top countries around the world, according to this magazine. And the United Kingdom was number 6. United States was number 7. I will note that Switzerland was number 1 4 years in a row on this list.
Really? Mm-hmm.
What's so great about those guys?
I guess.
Besides the fact they have good cheese and army knives.
They do have good army knives.
Which, by the way, their army knives goes to show you, what's the joke? How pompous they are because they have a cork screw on it.
Oh, yeah.
They already think they're going to win.
Switzerland, this is according to U.S. And World News Report. Switzerland, officially called the Swiss Federation, is a small country, blah, 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 made up of 16,000 square miles of glacier-carved Alps, lakes, and valleys. So it's beautiful. Okay. And it's one of the world's wealthiest countries and has been well known for centuries for being neutral. Doesn't get involved in anything.
Yeah, they are very neutral. They're
pretty Swedes.
All right, Loren, that's what's happening in the world. Now let's see what's happening in the world of celebrity gossip.
Okay, so Hannah Brown, she said, you know, we talked about her return to The Bachelor on Peter's season. Well, she said it didn't go quite as expected, and we'll still have to see where it goes because there's rumors now that she's going to pop back up on the show. The Jonas Brothers' wives are going to appear in their new video. We told you that What a Man Gotta Do is going to drop tomorrow. And they shared a promo poster with Nick's wife, Priyanka, and Kevin's wife, Danielle, in it. And Kim Kardashian is denying booing her sister's ex, Tristan Thompson, at a basketball game. But I watched it happen.
Nah.
I'm like, girl, he was at the free throw line. I heard it.
Did you do it, Kim?
No.
Which I'm like, why would you deny that? I think it's such a cool move to have your sister's back like that. So that's what you need to know before you go. To get more, you can head over to kiss951.com, brought to you by Sona Dermatology and Med Spa.
So this is a kind of a cool study. A new study says women are attracted to men who have this, and our intern definitely has it. He's new. So we'll bring Nick in here, and we'll see if the study is true in less than 7 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
We have someone new on the air right now that you've never heard before, so we must introduce our audience to you. Ladies and gentlemen, we welcome Nick.
Hello.
Nick's one of our newer interns who, quite honestly, you guys are meeting him like at the same time we are. He just started yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And Tuesday.
But this is your second day here.
This is my second day here, yes.
Where are you from, Nick?
I'm from Belmont.
Yeah, nice.
Love Belmont.
Yeah, we love Belmont. Why do we love Belmont, Roy?
Belmont, the Ballantine of Gaston County.
There it is. There it is.
Where'd you go to high school?
East Gaston High School.
East Gaston in the house. Where now, college, where did you go?
I am right now at Gaston College.
You love that Gaston County.
Yes. Yes,
there he
absolutely.
Is. Our new intern, Nick. Does he work for the town, producer Nicole just said in our ear?
I don't know if I should say where I work.
Okay. But,
it's
Because, it's not a secret.
Are you a secret government official for for Belmont?
No, absolutely not. I'm worried to say where I work because I know some of my coworkers listen, and I don't want them to think I'm saying anything bad about it.
Oh.
bus, and then I go to work tomorrow. And
I see.
Hear a whole lecture.
No, you're a big fan of where you work.
Yeah, but because you don't want to say where you work, it makes it sound shady that you're going to say something about those people.
I love working there.
Yeah.
Well, we brought you in for a reason, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. We wanted to. So you have a feature that there's a study that women seem to love. According to a new study, it's like 1,000 women between the ages of 18 and 70 were shown different male features. And the one feature that everyone agreed that they loved more was the beard.
Ah, beard.
Yeah. How about that?
They found beards to be more masculine and had more attractive, positive responses than clean shaved faces.
I believe that.
Now, not everybody in the study was a fan. Women were also repulsed by the idea of lice, fleas, ticks, and other hair-dwelling critters.
Not in this beard.
Not in that beard? You've never had a critter in there?
No, absolutely not.
Did you ever find anything get stuck inside your beard? You have a very...
Yeah, describe his beard, Roy, for people listening.
I want to make sure I get this right.
Okay. I was going to say thick. It is a very thick beard.
It is thick. You know what? It reminds me of President Grant. Okay. Ulysses S. Grant.
Yeah, I've been told to look like Abraham Lincoln before.
A little Abraham-y.
I don't see it.
A little bit. If you had a top hat, I'd say that's an Abraham Lincoln beard.
Probably.
Now, listen, Nick, I know you're in college, you don't have any kids yet, but I just want to tell you a quick story about the beard, because my dad used to rock the beard.
Okay.
And when I was in, like, second grade, I brought home lice. And my entire family got it. My dad had to shave his beard. He was never so mad at me. So you have that to look forward to as you get older and have kids.
I'm going to have to go home and look now.
So what is the situation? Let's see if the study is real. What's your female situation? You have a girlfriend?
No. No.
He laughs when he says it.
No.
I'm assuming based upon that you've tried?
I mean, I've been in relationships.
Okay.
What was the last time you were in a relationship?
Summer of 2018.
Oh, okay. It's been a minute. Okay.
Yeah. So did you have the beard?
Oh, yeah.
Did she dig the beard?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
She did.
Okay. Okay. Well, we'll post a picture of Nick up at the MRL show on our Insta with his beard so everybody can see it.
Now, why do you immediately assume that he had a girlfriend? Why is it impossible that he had a boyfriend?
I'm bad at that, dude. I'm sorry.
You're really bad about
that. I am.
You could have just been like, hey, so are you in a relationship? And then you could have allowed him to disclose whether or not he was a straight or gay person.
Now, that's true. To my defense, and I appreciate you coaching me, but to my defense, the study was about women. So that's where my head was.
Maybe he's just an old dog learning new tricks.
No, it's true. I mean, that study didn't say, like, people love guys with beard. It was women, so that's where my head went. I apologize. I'm trying to be better. Roy's gay, and so is Nicole.
Yeah,
I'm questioning.
No judgment here.
Loretta's transitioning. We're all up to something.
Hey, man.
We're kidding. Feel free to be open here, Nick.
We're kidding.
All right, buddy. So, good luck.
Thanks
for being an intern. What are you, Tuesdays, Thursdays?
Yes.
Okay. Gaston College in the house, you guys.
Wants to be on the radio one day, and you probably will.
Yeah.
That is the goal.
You have any funny bits or any funny games that you want to play, feel free just to bring up to producer Nicole, and then we'll try and get them on the air, okay? We like doing that.
Absolutely.
All right. Yeah. All right. See you later, Nick.
Thanks,
all right.
Nick.
There's Nick. Thank you, guys.
Lauren, get a picture of Nick with his beard before he gets out of here so we can post it up. All right. Up next, we got to do... what's that say? I don't know. I wrote it on the show sheet, but I don't understand it. I must have missed a word.
You said what on our show sheet? On our show sheet, it says, what does it for you?
Oh!
Wait, me saying it made you realize it?
Yes, because you said it as a question. This is what we're going to do. We're going to throw it out there. So the study says that women love men with beards.
Yeah.
So here's where we're going with it on the show. What do you love?
Yeah.
So, like, what does it for you?
The beard's a turn on. What's the turn on for you?
That's what we want to know.
Well, it'd be a lot easier if we wrote that down.
I guess somebody was talking to me. I don't know. That's a short way of saying it.
704-570-9595.
What does it for you? Do you love the beard? Do you love a man in uniform? We just want to take together a little list and see what you find attractive.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Kiss 95.1. We are the Manny, Roy, and the Ren Morning Show. So what does it for you? What's a turn on? Because a study finds that men with beards are more attractive.
I think, well, and we're getting a ton of text messages too, so we'll go through those in a second. But I think number one for me is a strong jawline.
We got that texted to us, and I have to ask you about that. Like, what does that mean exactly? Like,
so it's like kind of towards the back of your face, like by your ears, like right under there where it's real angular. That's what a strong jawline is.
Like it has to be straight down, like a shovel?
I don't know. It's like like Brad Pitt has a strong jawline.
Okay.
So it's like where it comes down from your ears, and then you can like truly see a right angle in your jaw.
Does Dal have it?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I might have to study him the next time I see him.
Dal's got it.
You just go stare him. He's like, "Why are you looking at me, buddy?"
And I can see Dallas's even more pronounced when he's got some scruff. Ooh. So I'm constantly asking him to like let it go just a few days.
Somebody said, I love beard and shoulders, and I find shoulders on women attractive.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that weird?
Right.
That's a weird feature, right?
I don't know. I think clavicles on women are very attractive. That's like the shoulder.
Well, Lorraine, kids are listening.
What's a clavicle? Is there a skeleton you can put?
When you text us stupidly.
Yeah, dumb it down. Don't say you find clavicles attractive. All right, this is anonymous in Waxhaw.
How you guys doing today?
Oh, anonymous in Waxhaw, we're doing really good. We're having a lot of fun this morning.
Oh, so, I hear it. And Loren, I think so. I'm anonymous this morning, but when I finally met Dallas at Top Golf a couple weeks ago, I think I saw the jawline for the first time. So I'm on board with
this dream, wasn't it?
So Loren, did that let you know who you're talking
to?
Right?
Yeah, as soon as you started talking, I knew your voice.
All right, perfect. So, and Loren will appreciate this. I love an athletic build, physically fit woman, as you can tell by my wife's shape. The muscular quads, the like Manny just said, the shoulders, that's what does it for me 100 times a day is the physically fit athletic build.
Yeah, I can see that.
All right.
100%.
Thanks, Anonymous.
This is Victoria in Charlotte.
Good morning.
Uh-oh, your phone's breaking up. Hi, Victoria.
Oh, no, can you hear me now?
Yes, we can. So what do you find attractive?
Arm veins.
Arm veins?
Like the guy works out in his lower arm, like his, I don't know what you call it.
If a guy looks like he's worked out and is dying of thirst and hasn't had a drink in 3 days.
veins are bulging.
It drives Victoria crazy. Like, do you mean like the wrestlers?
No, definitely not. Like, I dated a boxer once, and after he would work out, you could see, like, the veins in his forearm popping, and it's just a major turn-on for me.
Well, let me tell you, Victoria, I would never turn you on, because the doctor, when I give blood, they have to poke me 80 times to find the dang vein. My veins are so not visible, they've even had to, like, get machines to find them.
Mm-hmm. Look at that vein, Loren. You see that? I'm making a muscle for Loren. You see my muscle at all?
But listen,
you're making a muscle.
Manny is trying to make a muscle in here.
It looks like your arm,
and he thinks his veins popping out, but he's just so white you can see his veins through his arm.
I do have to agree with Loren too on the strong jawline.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for calling, Victoria. Veiny arms is what gets Victoria going. You're having a good time over there, huh?
You thought you had bulging veins and a big muscle popping
out. I was just trying to show Loren. It looks like Dracula. I'm so pale. I look like Dracula.
I could tell,
taking a muscle.
I could tell you were really straining and shaking and trying to get that
Let
muscle
me see
to
yours.
Pop. Buddy, I don't have a muscle or bulging veins. I don't need to prove it. I'm good.
That's hilarious. We're getting some text messages to the studio. Dimples is a big one I've seen a couple times. Nice calves. So the clavicle muscle or the clavicle bone somebody is describing is the collarbone.
Oh, okay.
So it is what you were saying.
Somebody said ankles.
Yeah.
Whoa, ankles.
I've never heard anybody say, like, she has the most attractive ankles.
Nicole, you're going to like this. I'm a guy and I fall for women with tattoos. Absolutely love a woman covered in tats. That's our Nicole.
Yep.
Yeah.
917 said bald men.
Really?
Mom loves bald men.
Yeah, some people love the thick hair.
Do we have our picture of our intern up yet? At the MRL show on Insta with the big beard.
Yeah.
Go check out Nick, especially if you're up in the Gaston County area.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren show.
Oh, man. So, I got to tell you, my sister took my niece to the dentist, and there ended up being a whole confrontation between the dentist and my sister. Hmm. And I gotta say, I side with my sister. And I know maybe it's because I'm too close. Maybe you guys, I'll tell you the story and you're like, the dentist had a point. Let me tell you what happened and what went wrong. It's all coming up in 10 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
So my sister lives in Virginia. And listen, I love my dentist. It's Dr. K at District Dentistry. That's who I go to. I've never had any issues. But my sister told me this story with her dentist in Virginia, and I was kind of shocked by it. And you guys are parents, so maybe you can give some better insight into this, because I don't have any kids.
Did she go, Loren, on a dentist?
So it's kind of a place, is like a pediatrician dentist, a dentist that
pediatric really, dentist.
Focuses on kids. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, we got it.
Thank you. she went in because my niece has some cavities. So she went in to the dentist, and they immediately said that they need to put gas on my niece to get it out, which she's known other kids the same age who didn't need gas. So she was a little kind of cautious about that. And she's like, okay, no big deal. And so she scheduled the appointment to go get the gas and the cavity taken care of. When she got there, she went to go walk back with my niece, and the dentist stopped her and said, parents aren't allowed.
How old is your niece?
She's 5 or 6. And so my sister's like, oh, well, I don't know, I don't feel comfortable because they're putting gas on my child and she's going to be kind of out of it. And I kind of want to be in the room for that. And he's like, no, we have a policy that parents aren't allowed in here. And then she's like, well, why don't I just stay at the door and I can kind of look in? And he goes, nope, parents aren't even allowed back in the hallway.
Wow.
And she's like, well, here's a couple options. Either you're going to let me...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Back, or I'm going to take my child and we're going to leave. I don't know who you are. I don't know. You're a stranger to me.
Was this their first appointment too? Obviously, because she didn't know.
It was the second.
Okay.
The first one was probably to diagnose the cavity. The second one was to deal with it. Yeah.
But it's like, yeah, I don't know who you are. So if you can't allow me back there, then I'm going to go find a different dentist. So he ended up pulling a chair and just kind of setting it up in the hallway so she can kind of peek in. But Liz is telling me the story, my sister, and I'm like, let's just pretend that it is in the best interest of the child, the patient, for the parent not to be in the room because of maybe anxiety or other reason, okay? Wouldn't that be, one, communicated, and two, if that's the case, then maybe you should put a camera in there and be like, you know what? Listen, I know you want to be in there, but kids get a lot of anxiety for this. So we have a camera and you can watch. Here's an iPad. You can sit right here and you can see exactly what's going on. It just seemed so sketch that he was trying to make sure there was no other adult in this room while my niece was going under for gas.
So I could see if maybe this was an older child, 10, 13, you know, whatnot. But it's 5 or 6. Your kids are still like very impressionable, and you could I think that you could create a fear of something that doesn't need to be fearful,
right? Because then it's like, why is my mommy not allowed back here?
Right.
And then there's this whole drama over that.
When I take my kid to a pediatric doctor, I don't have to wait in the waiting room while my kid sees the doctor. So
it was strange.
I would be really uncomfortable with that too. Not only that, but I'd be like, oh, you want Cashton back there by yourself? Good luck. My kid is going to bite your finger off in 3.5 seconds. Yeah. I'm like, Cash will brush his teeth, but like, you're going to need all hands on deck to take care of my kid.
Meanwhile, this confrontation, and my sister said it got pretty heated. And this is happening in the lobby, and my sister's kind of like looking around the other parents like, am I nuts?
Are you guys all okay with this? She's starting to rally.
Someone's on the phone, Roy, that might have a little insight. Hey, good morning. Who's this?
This is Victoria from Rock Hill.
Hey, Victoria. Go ahead. What did you want to say?
When I was 5, I had a few cavities from having like apple juice when I was a kid. You know, everybody gets apple juice as a kid.
Yeah.
And I had cavities, so we went to the dentist. and they took me back, and they didn't let my mom back, and it was traumatizing.
Yeah, I could see that being really traumatizing.
Like, why is my mom not allowed back here?
Yeah, and I don't have memory of it. I just know from that age, I was terrified of the dentist until I was, like, 18.
Maybe somebody from a pediatric dentist can call us and tell us the reason.
The only thing I could have bet is maybe the parent would be distracting or would give, or maybe sometimes kids get anxious when the parents are back there.
Thanks for the call.
Or maybe the parents are, because, you know, parents also are fearful of dentists. Maybe that kind of fear rubs off on the kids.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Good morning. What did you want to say about it?
Morning. I actually wanted to say that we've run into that before at a Charlotte dentist, and we actually switched dentists because of it. Like, they were hell-bent and determined that they were not going to let us back there, and we switched. I was like, well, we're not coming here anymore, and this is it.
You know? Granted,
so
this,
they wouldn't pass.
And so they wouldn't even, like, set up a chair in the hallway for you like these people did for my sister?
No.
Okay.
But what is this going to be a thing, Roy? Like, every time your sister has to take her kids to the dentist, she's going to have to fight this person tooth or nail to go back with them?
So when it happened, they set up the little chair, and she said, like, all the dental hygienists, like, kind of gave her an ad, like, was, like, ignoring her and, like, being rude.
Yeah.
And then so they, of course, scheduled the follow-up appointment for 6 months, like a normal cleaning. Mm-hmm. And then my sister just then the next day canceled it.
Yeah. That's a good idea.
And then now when she calls dentist, she's like, hey, do you have this rule where parents aren't allowed in the room? Like,
and when you're going to a new doctor, like, you don't know to ask that until you run into that situation.
No, thanks for the call. Oh, sorry. She wanted to say something else.
Now I'll know.
My wife texted me and said there's no way she would ever, you know, let Dean go back there.
Isn't
and there's
nuts?
No way Dean would be okay with it.
Right. The kid would probably want you there.
Oh, here's a pediatric assistant that might have a little insight.
Anonymous in Mooresville, you probably know what's going on here. Tell us what was going through the dentist's mind. We know what we're going through as parents and what my sister was going through. What's going on the other side of that?
So I have four children.
Your phone's bad.
The
we
one
can't
person,
hear you. I know.
Yeah, the one opinion we really need. Her phone broke up immediately.
So I am a mom, and I do understand those concerns. But in the other aspect, I've been doing dentistry for 13 years now in oral surgery and pediatric. And the thing is, and I have seen cases where a child had an allergic reaction to the anesthesia, or the nitrous oxide is what they call it. And we had to act quickly. And the rooms are small. And in those type of situations, the dentist isn't in the room by himself. There's always an assistant or two, depending on the situation. So a child is never alone with the dentist. So when it comes to medical concerns or things that can take place, we need the space to work. Most kids, too, parents aren't aware. There's usually two reactions when you come out of that state. And it's usually really happy and euphoric, or it's very upsetting. And some parents don't know, you know, they get very concerned, and they actually make the situation worse for the child, because they're like, oh, my God, what's wrong with my child? And then the child is half out of his mind thinking that there's something wrong, and it creates a bigger issue.
So Anonymous, there has to be a formula for you guys, because there's other pediatric dental assistants on hold who I guarantee you're probably going to say the same thing as you. There has to be a formula where it's the best thing for the child. But why is that not relayed to the parent beforehand? Like, why didn't Roy's sister know that going in?
Like, hey.
We usually have an anesthesiologist that comes in during the week, and even our dentist, or we're trained to have those discussions prior to appointments. I don't know if she had that option, but usually that is the case before they go back. In all essence, it is for the safety of the child.
Well, I will say the dentist said the terms were used. He goes, well, you can't go back there because it's in the best interest of the patient. And my sister goes,
right.
Well, I know it's in the best interest of my child.
Right.
And that's me being there. And he goes, well, I disagree. And then that's where things got heated.
Yes, of course.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Anonymous.
You always want to protect your kid. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you. This is somebody in South Carolina. Real quick, we have about 30 seconds. You see it a little different. Do you work in pediatric dentistry?
I do.
And mm-hmm. So what's your philosophy?
So at my office, we let the parents come back because a lot of times it's helpful. But if the child starts kind of feeding off the parent and the situation goes awry, then we'll politely ask the parent if they don't mind stepping out into the hallway where there's a window where they can still watch, and sometimes the patients get better.
That's mm-hmm. Now that's a good Thanks, solution. Anonymous. This place had windows. My sister's dentist didn't. It was like this weird closed off room.
Yeah.
It was like,
I'll tell you, I get on my wife because she is so big on Dean, who's seven. About to be seven in April, brushing his teeth. And, like, we still brush his teeth. And I'm like, he's old enough to brush his own teeth. She's like, no. The rule is, according to our dentist, when you can tie your shoes, you can brush your teeth.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Dean's still not there yet. But I went to take Dean to a teeth cleaning, Roy, and I heard a child screaming.
Yeah.
It hurts. It hurts. It hurts. And I felt so bad. So I'll say this. Amanda, I know you're listening. After hearing this conversation, I'm all in on brushing the kids' teeth. I would freak out over this whole thing.
Yeah, I don't know that I would let Cash go back on his own.
Yeah. Sorry. Right. Do you brush his teeth?
Oh, like crazy.
Yeah, like Amanda.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks, everyone, for calling, Roy. You got a good segment. Tell your sister to listen to the podcast.
I will. So she can see the other side, because I do like hearing from the PD. I feel like we had two good dental assistants who can explain it way better than her dentist did.
Yep.
So, okay, so we still have a lot to get to, y'all. We have Halsey concert tickets. Imagine you and friends in this summer at the PNC Music Pavilion having fun with Halsey. Well, we got those tickets for you, and we're going to play a fun game that's coming up in 5 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Halsey's going to be coming to the Queen City this June at the PNC Music Pavilion. Tickets go on sale tomorrow. Is this Thursday? Yeah, tomorrow. But we're giving them away right now. Let's get call number nine. Hello, who's this?
This is Rhonda.
Rhonda, where are you calling us from?
I'm calling from Inman, South Carolina.
All right, Rhonda from Inman, South Carolina. Let's play a fun game, Rhonda. You want to play a fun game?
Of course.
It's now time for everybody's favorite game. Is it a real Kardashian story?
All right.
All right, Rhonda, are you ready for your first question?
I hope so.
You have to tell us if this is a real Kardashian story or a fake Kardashian story. Kim Kardashian wore a sweater in 110 degree weather.
That is false.
That is actually a real Kardashian story.
Oh, okay.
It's
I can see her in L.A. walking around with like a white puppy sweater on.
100%. All right, don't worry. You still got other questions here. All right, Kim Kardashian admits that she was naked while on the phone with President Trump. Is that real or is that a fake story?
I'm going to say fake.
That is also a real story.
Oh, no. Rhonda.
I'm terrible at this.
All right. Khloe Kardashian wore a horse mask to a local CVS to avoid paparazzi.
True. Guaranteed it's true. Sorry, Rhonda. I'm just blurting it out.
Man, I wouldn't listen to Maney.
No.
I love you, Maney, but I'm going to say that's fake, too.
That is not real. That is a fake story.
All right.
Hey. We got one more for Rhonda. Let's just see if she can even herself out with two right, two wrong.
Sure will. Kim Kardashian photoshopped her new perfume into an old selfie.
I think that's probably real.
That is real.
Okay.
Hey!
It's definitely a Kardashian thing to Photoshop a photo.
Absolutely.
All right. Congratulations, Rhonda. You got tickets to go see Halsey this summer.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited.
You are welcome. We'll do another pair of tickets tomorrow, just around 8:20, right after the free-for-all, okay?
Awesome.
All right, hold on a second.
Join us next time for another round of Is It a Real Kardashian Story?
Thank you, announcer guy.
Ring it.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Lorette, sponsored by Sona Dermatology and Med Spa on KISS 95.1.
Taylor, welcome to the Mini Roy and Lorette Morning Show.
Hi, guys.
Hey, you're playing Can't Beat Lorette today.
That's awesome. I've tried so many times, and I finally got through.
Awesome. Let's see how you do.
All right. Get out of the studio, Lorraine.
I'm going.
Lorraine's putting her headphones down. She's walking out of the studio, Taylor, and she is gone. She can no longer hear these questions.
All right. Taylor and Maiden Paris Hilton is on her way to start her own cooking channel on YouTube. True or false? Paris's great-grandfather founded Hilton Hotels.
True.
Brad Pitt is working on his friendship with his ex-wife, Jennifer Aniston. Who is his other ex-wife?
Angelina Jolie.
The Jonas Brothers, they've got a new song coming out on Friday. What Gaston County city do they have ties to?
Mount Holly.
Okay, question four. T Swift's got a documentary coming out on January 31st. It's going to be on the streaming service that has two hit shows, You and Stranger Things. What streaming service are we watching?
Netflix.
And question five. Hannah Brown made an unplanned return to this ABC reality show.
The Bachelor.
All right, come on in, Loren.
It's going to be a tough battle. Our friend Taylor got four correct, Loren.
Okay.
All right. These questions, by the way, written by our new intern, Nick.
All right.
Let's see how you do against Nick. Paris Hilton is on her way to start her own cooking channel on YouTube. True or false, Paris's great-grandpa founded Hilton Hotels.
True.
That is correct. It's 1-1.
Conrad, his name is. Do you think Paris, does that mean that Paris could check into any Hilton?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I had the same question about the guy, the son of the FedEx owner. Like, can he just jump on a FedEx plane and fly to China?
But I also don't think that Paris stays at Hilton's.
Mm.
How about that?
I don't know. I think she probably might in the penthouse.
Okay.
I don't think she's going to stay in a normal room.
Yeah, I just like entitled kids. Question two, Taylor and Loren. Brad Pitt's working on his friendship with his ex-wife, Jennifer Aniston. Who's his other ex-wife?
Angelina Jolie.
2-2.
Jonas Brothers. They've got a new song coming out on Friday. What Gaston County city do they have ties to?
Belmont.
That is correct. Unfortunately, Taylor said Mount Holly. 3-2.
T Swift's got a documentary coming out on January 31st. It's going to be on the streaming service that also has the hit shows You and Stranger Things. So what streaming service are we watching?
Netflix. You coming back for season 3, by the way.
Yes, 4-3.
Hannah Brown made an unplanned return to this ABC reality show.
The Bachelor.
That is correct. Final score 5-4. Lorraine, you got 39 wins. Congratulations.
Taylor, which one got her?
It was the Mount Holly,
the Jonas Brothers.
I knew that, and I couldn't think of it.
Yeah, got to go out there to Nelly's. All right, Taylor, you know what I want to hear before we let you go today.
I'm Taylor from Maiden, and I cannot beat Loren.
Thanks for playing, Taylor.
Thank you, guys.
All right.
Still to come.
I was waiting for it. All right, we got to get to a War of the Roses between Stephanie and David. She found something shocking in his gym bag. A must-hear War of the Roses in 5. Don't go anywhere.
The Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Stephanie, you said you found something that you think belongs to your boyfriend, David. I think this is something that would freak a lot of women out.
Yeah, I would think so. So, I mean, he was at my apartment, and he decided to go for a run, and he had left his, like, dirty gym bag on my couch, and so I, like, was moving it because it's gross, whatever, but it kind of spilled over, and 2 pregnancy tests fall out of it. And so I'm like, what the hell is this? And so when he gets home, I like confront him with it, and he ends up telling me some shit about it's his sister's. Like, he went and picked him up for his sister, which I guess is possible, except that, like, I know his sister really well, and she just went through a bad breakup. He's not pregnant. You know what I mean? Like, that was a terrible excuse. And then I don't know. I didn't really know what to say after that. And I was like, well, maybe I'll call you guys and put him on War of the Roses.
Okay.
Man.
Yeah.
What if they're for somebody else? Ugh.
That's the most plausible explanation.
Now, if he still sends the flowers to you, are you going to confront him about the pregnancy tests?
Yeah, I think no matter what, I have to ask him about that.
Yeah, I think so, too. Okay. All right. I'm going to call him up. Remain quiet. Remember, remain quiet even while we try to figure out what he puts on the note, okay?
Okay, definitely.
Here we go.
Hello?
Hey, I'm looking for David, please.
Yeah, this is him who's calling.
Hi, David. My name's Ashley. I'm calling from Flowers for You, and you are the winner of our Instagram tag contest. Congratulations. I have your handle here. One of your friends tagged you on our post, and we randomly selected you to get $100 in beautiful free red roses to send to the one you love.
My friend tagged me in I won flowers?
Yeah. It's a contest that we do on Instagram. I'm sure you've seen these giveaways before. It's just a tag contest. Then we randomly select someone.
Oh.
Do you have someone you'd like to send romantic roses to?
Yeah, I guess. I could, if they're free.
Yep, 100% free. I don't need a credit card from you, and I can have them out as early as this afternoon.
Okay, sure.
All right, so I just need the name of the person that you'd like to send these flowers to.
Put Abby.
Okay, we're sending them to Abby, and I have a card to go with Abby's roses.
Can I put anything?
Sure.
Okay, put... I know this doesn't fix everything, but I want you to know I'll be there no matter what.
Okay.
David, did you get somebody pregnant?
What?
You got somebody pregnant.
What's going on? What is this?
It's Manny, Roy, and Loren on KISS 95.1. This is War of the Roses. You're live on the radio. So, David, you were talking to Loren, our co-host, and Stephanie heard everything.
It's not what it looks like. It's not like a thing. I mean, this was a joke.
David, you need to start explaining because she also found the pregnancy tests.
Yeah, I know she found the pregnancy tests. She asked me about those. I told her they were for my sister.
Is your sister's name Abby?
No. But that's a joke. I mean, nobody actually wins those competitions or those big giveaways anyway. Like, that's not... I was just messing with a telemarketer.
Wait, you're playing a joke on us? Is that your excuse?
David, I'm just going to ask you right now, like, did you get somebody pregnant? Can you just tell me the truth?
Maybe. I don't know. I mean, obviously...
Maybe you don't know, like, what?
It might not be mine, is the thing, okay?
Who's Abby?
Who the hell?
Who cares who Abby is? He's like, it might not be mine. Well, it might.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Be yours too, which means that you move furniture with somebody else other than Stephanie.
I'm guessing that's Abby.
Yes. Okay, I met like 3 months ago. I was
3 months ago.
I was drunk. I don't know. I didn't know what was going on, and then it was just one time, and that's it. It was just the one time. We were both drunk, and then I get this message from her like a week ago. But I don't know. I don't know if it's my kid or not. First of all, I need to know if she is pregnant at all. And second of all, I need to get a DNA test to figure out if I am the dad. Because if I'm not, then it doesn't matter.
It kind of does.
What are you talking about? It doesn't matter. Like, it shouldn't matter to me if you didn't impregnate this random girl 3 months ago.
Yeah, he slept with her, but he didn't get her pregnant. So why can't you just continue moving on with your relationship, Stephanie? Is that so much to ask? I mean, David.
Yeah, actually, it really is.
You're delusional, David. All right. Good luck, dude. There, you got your answer, Stephanie.
Great. Yeah. Thank you. I just want to say I love y'all's show. I listen to y'all every morning.
The honk of your horn and flash of your lights for the MRL show. We appreciate it.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren.
War of the Roses between Stephanie and David was one for the record books. She found... Birth control.
Not birth control. A pregnancy test. Not one, but two.
The stick.
Yeah. She found two sticks in his gym bag. And it turns out that he thinks that he might have gotten somebody named Abby pregnant. She claims that it's David's child. David can't confirm for sure. So he's going to use the pregnancy test to find out if she's pregnant. Then if she is, he's going to get that DNA test that Lizzo talks about. But what's crazy to me is that we got not one but two text messages from someone who said they were in the same position. One was a boyfriend, the other was a husband, and they were with their partners, and they found out that they got someone else pregnant.
Which also, could you imagine if you just started dating someone, you've been dating for like maybe 2-3 months, and then you found out that they did get someone pregnant, but before you two started dating, then that's even messier. So then it's technically not cheating.
Yeah, but I think at that point I'd be like, you got a lot going on.
I'm out.
You got a lot of baggage. Why don't you clear that up? And then if, you know, later on down the line we want to get back together, cool, but this isn't.
Do you guys want to talk to someone who has been in that spot before?
Like, did you ever find out your partner got someone pregnant? Give us a phone call, 704-570-9595.
Producer Nicole, see if we can find one person who, you like that?
Producer.
See if you can find one person that can maybe shed a little light on it. Like, I think, Roy, you pitched the perfect situation, and I don't know if we'll find anyone. Like, you started dating a guy. 3 months in, he tells you before you started dating, he got someone pregnant, but he still loves you. But this woman that he was with is going to have this child. Holy bee's nest, right? I don't even know how you navigate that.
Me neither.
That's messy.
Because, I mean, you got to be prepared to, I mean, if you're in it for the long haul, basically raise somebody else's child.
Right?
Yeah.
Right? But if you really like the guy, is it fair just to get up and walk away? He didn't cheat on you.
I have to be honest with you. I don't think I've ever been that invested in a relationship 3 months in where I would, like, I don't want to say put up with that, but when I was younger, like, that wasn't something that I wanted in my life. So I definitely would have bailed in, like, 3 seconds.
I don't know, but weren't you, like, almost love at first sight with Dallas?
I wanted to make out with him at first sight. I don't know if I was in love with him at first sight.
I wanted to make out with him.
But I felt like he was, like, already working on your roof because you guys had a hurricane, like, month two. And you lived with him by month six.
Yeah, but, like, if something would have happened at that point, like, I don't know. Like, 3 months in, you're still like...
Yeah.
Got a text message from 704. Said, Roy, this happened to me. My now husband got someone pregnant before we started dating, but didn't tell me until years later.
Oh, that's way messier.
Was the text.
I believe it. Secrets like that?
Mm-hmm.
Oof. I mean, I've been burdened with a secret that I know that someone's not the real father. And I've only told the secret many, many times on the radio, hoping the person would find out. And he still hasn't figured that out. I couldn't imagine holding on. I don't know how people hold on to big secrets like that. Oh, by the way, I have another kid.
Me neither.
I've been hiding from you for the past 5 years.
What about further than that? What about you've been married for like 20 years and you get a knock on the door and it's your son or your daughter?
Well, that's it's different if the man didn't know.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
You know, but if the man knew the whole time, that's messy. This is Alyssa and Shelby. Welcome to the Manny Roy and the Red Morning Show.
Good morning.
Good morning. So did you ever find out that your partner got someone pregnant?
Yes, currently, actually. He mentioned to me this past weekend. We've been dating 2 months, almost three, and within 2 weeks. And he was like, hey, I have another kid on the way. And I'm like, what? And he's like, it's 7 months. He'll be in here 2 to 3 months, and I'm like, no way. Like, he's kind of scary, Phyllis. I don't really know what to say. We haven't talked in almost a week.
Oh.
I popped up at his house last night, and I was like, what's going on? And he was like, I crashed my phone because you were going to leave me.
Oh. So,
yeah, it's been a really rough situation here lately.
You're taking it out on the phone.
I mean, at some point, it'd be like, didn't you think maybe that was a good conversation to have with me, I don't know, 3 months ago?
Right.
I said, he told me at the beginning, he was like, I think I might have another baby mama. Because he has one kid already, so do I. And I was like, okay. Well, I didn't think
it was
nothing. I thought it was just a joke. Yeah, like, can you handle three kids? No.
Mm.
Yeah.
All right, thanks, Alyssa.
That just sounded messy. This is Anonymous in Belmont.
Yes. My husband, that we've been married for years, me and his ex-wife were pregnant at the same time.
Mm. You and the ex-wife was pregnant at the same time? Both his kids?
Yep. They are a month apart.
Okay. Does that mean someone cheated? I can't figure out the math.
We were rocky at the beginning.
Yeah, okay. I was about to say, the math there is a little fuzzy.
What's his relationship with the kids?
Oh, we have them all.
Oh, you have them all now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Does the kid know about the, there was actually...
Hold on a second. What are you laughing at?
I was going to ask if they celebrated their birthdays together. But then I figured that might be a little insensitive to ask.
Well, I mean, they weren't born on the same day, were they?
No, but I mean, she said they're a month apart.
Does the one kid know that there's another mom?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, there's no secret.
How old are the kids now? Anonymous?
Yeah, they're
13. Okay. All right.
She had to do the math, man. There's 10, and then you got to get another hand.
Yeah, okay. I get it. Wow.
That's a lot. A lot.
Here's the wonderful, wonderful thing about being gay. You don't have to worry about surprises like this. You're never going to get the phone call being like, hey, guess what?
That is true.
Hold on a second.
We're pregnant.
In all fairness, you and Sterling have both dated women, as far as I remember, a conversation.
Yep, we have.
Okay. Maybe during those dates, there was some private time. I don't know.
It was too scary. Nothing happened that could cause.
Coming up next with the Maney, Roy, and Loren Show.
Read the situation, Maney.
Yeah.
We're together because we didn't want to be there.
We saw and ran.
All right. Hey, coming up, this is going to be funny, and you guys need to stay tuned. Nicole mentioned a safe word the other day when we vacuumed her up in a hefty bag for the vacuum challenge. She said, what's my safe word going to be? Oh, I know. Ostrich. Well, I think Your Tango did this, and we grabbed it. It's funny safe words people use. Wait to hear a couple of these. Don't go anywhere.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
So the other day when we were putting producer Nicole into the garbage bag to vacuum out all the air.
Yeah, you know.
Her head was out. It was just her. But we were just trying to vacuum sealing her body.
It sounds like we were committing a murder.
I know.
I just like people that didn't hear that segment and don't know what we're talking about.
Yeah, we shoved our producer in a trash bag. Who doesn't do that?
It's a challenge that's going viral. We wanted to try it. But anyway, we had a safe word with her.
Yeah.
Just in case she started to feel claustrophobic or uncomfortable. And her safe word was ostrich. So we found this article of the surprising safe words that couples use if you're, you know, trying to spice up your relationship and maybe you're just not sure about the situation.
Hey, by the way, if you have a funny one, I'm sure nobody's going to call because they're probably embarrassed, but if you have a funny one and you want to share it or it's on the list, 704-570-9595.
You know, I don't know. The people that are into more...
Adventurous
things tend to be pretty proud of it.
Okay.
So I could give us a phone call. Don't be ashamed. 704-654. Oh.
Wow.
Scratch that.
All right. Did we dump that?
Well, I guess I only gave the first three of your number.
704-570-9595.
As soon as you said I knew you were not giving the right number.
I was giving up my phone.
All right, so these are some of the surprising choices the couples decided to go with. Beetlejuice. But you have to say it three times in a row.
What if you can't say it three times in a row because you got something, I don't know, in your mouth?
Oh, foliage.
Foliage.
That's actually a pretty good one because you have to really enunciate for that.
Yeah. Justin Bieber.
Ooh, Nicole. I didn't know that you were questioned for this list.
Mango. It's lighthearted and easy to remember. Some people just go with pause. It's boring and to the point, but it'll do its job.
Not like the animal.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Just like stop.
Yeah. Pineapple.
How about ow?
Yeah.
For the love of God, stop!
And then red, like you would say, green means go, red means stop. Okay, you know,
red's good. What was the one in Christian Grey's movies? She had one. Dakota Johnson. Yeah,
I can't remember.
Me neither. Let me look it up.
And then the last one on here is safe word. Again, boring, but it is crystal clear.
Yeah.
Oh, and a safe word is red.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
And when she uses it, Christian immediately uncuffs her.
Oh, my
God. Oh, that was a long time ago.
Hey, you were the one that started the segment off by saying people are open about talking about this.
The ones who are doing it, although they're not listening, so that tells me the people that do this aren't listening to our show.
The most amazing text message from 336. Our safe word is meatloaf. The translation, I'll do anything for love, but I won't do that.
That is hilarious. Why wouldn't you call us?
That's good, man. And for all the young people listening, that's a very old song reference. But
it's an awesome song. If you haven't heard it, you need to go listen to it.
704 says Chinchilla.
Oh, that's a good one.
Safe word for us is parachute. Because when you jump out of a plane or get crazy, a parachute saves you.
I guess so. That's I wouldn't clever. Remember Chinchilla. I'd be like, I have a soft rabbit.
Chili's, Chili's.
All right, we'll post that up at kiss951.com so you can go see a whole list of different safe words. Loren.
Yes.
What's going on?
All right, so the three things you need to know before you go in Hollywood today. Paris Hilton, she is starting a cooking show. Who knew Paris Hilton could cook? But apparently she makes a mean and has a famous lasagna, which she will focus on during her first episode of her YouTube channel. And The Rock says goodbye to his father at 75 years old. I didn't realize that The Rock's dad, I mean, I know that you, if you're into wrestling, you're going to come for me for this, but I didn't realize that his dad was, like, so big in wrestling, too.
I'm pretty sure The Rock is not a second generation, but a third generation wrestler. I think The Rock's dad, too.
Yeah.
Grandfather was a wrestler.
Mm-hmm. And if you're a big fan of the Netflix show You, it just got renewed for season 3. So if you want more information on that, you can head over to kiss951.com.
So, Loren, you mentioned this early in the show, and we got to talk about it again, but you gave your husband, like, a heart attack. He was so freaked out about something you were doing.
Yeah. Well, I had a big day yesterday.
Okay. Well, I want to hear about your big day. And I got to say, I saw a bit of your day, and I had a heart attack, too.
Yeah, I gave a heart attack. I got to make sure he's not listening to the radio right now.
Oh. You don't want to give him a double?
Yeah.
We'll talk about it in 5.
Keisha, I want some more.
Are you needing a little more MRL in your life? Take us everywhere with our on-demand podcast. Use our Kiss95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
Ren, you mentioned earlier in the show, yesterday was an expensive day, and you gave Dallas a money heart attack?
He was, like, checking our bank account every 30 minutes to make sure I wasn't draining us.
I don't blame him.
It was stuff that needed to be done.
Whoa,
it's not like...
Wow. Okay. I saw the Instagram.
Okay.
Don't try to say it was needed. You know what's, like, needed to be done?
Hmm.
Like my pipe burst and there's water flying. I need that to be fixed.
Okay.
That needs to be done. I'm going through Loren's story. I'm on your side, Dallas, in case you're listening.
By the way, Dallas is Loren's husband.
Yeah, I'm on Loren's story, and Loren's posting these mood boards of what she wants to do, her contractor to do in her house. And let me tell you something. It is beautiful. I mean, it is top-notch, beautiful. I mean, the walls have these beams on them, and they look great, and there's textures, and there's all these different colors that go well together. There's this bathroom that evidently is small, but Loren's making it work, and it looks really nice with wood and... Beautiful stuff, but I'm not talking like, let's just add a new vanity.
I'm looking.
I'm talking like it's the new vanity, new tile, a whole new stand-up shower.
All right, all right.
It's a whole new everything. And I'm not just talking like, well, let's get a new crib for the baby's room. Loren wants to do a whole thing to the wall, design the whole thing. Yeah,
it's a complete remodel, including the outside.
No, it is not.
You know what it looks like? It looks like she bought. It looks like she only liked the exterior of her home, bought that, and said, "You know what? Let's just gut the inside and start over."
That is not the case at all. Okay, so I love my contractor, but he's really hard to get a hold of. So when I get him there, I gotta throw everything in him all at one time, and I have some stuff that I want to do to the house before the baby gets here in June. So, you know, like, we don't have a utility sink in our laundry room, and I don't want to have to, like, rinse out pooey
shoes?
Explosions of diapers on clothes in my kitchen sink. So, like, I want a utility sink. Well, there's not enough room in my utility room. I have to stack my washer and dryer. So that whole room needs redone.
The whole room.
Then I need the baby's room done. I want to do some molding to the wall.
Not like slap a paint of color in a new crib.
Hey, we did the baby's room when Ruby was born. We put wallpaper on a wall for $110.
And then there's a whole outdoor thing, which looks beautiful, by the way.
Thanks.
It does look beautiful, involving a hot tub and a fire thing. And you have an idea of this whole dining room so people can go outside and eat a big party celebration. Beautiful. But I can see where your husband was going, oh my gosh, how much is this going to cost me?
Well, and his whole thing is, he's like, Loren, we did a remodel before we moved into the house. Like,
yeah.
What else do you want done? Like, what could you possibly want done? And I had like 8 things for our GC yesterday.
Okay. So you asked your GC for 8 things. And we're talking about, you know, this is probably a $50,000 job when all is said and done.
I don't know about that.
Okay.
I can use my points.
Yeah, sell their line. Yeah. Don't worry,
American?
I'm going to use my miles with American to pay a contractor.
A trade of miles. Okay, and then speaking of American and miles, you also booked your baby moon yesterday.
Yeah, I did do that.
Where are you going?
To Barcelona.
How much?
You're not going to Myrtle. You're going to Barcelona.
No, literally, yesterday, Dallas was like, I need you to stop. Like, you have a problem. I'm about to send you to rehab. Like, this is an issue.
You know how you hide money from him? He should start hiding money from you.
I'm pretty sure he does.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Loren, you'll be happy to know what you're talking about. You giving your husband a money heart attack yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
Lots of texts are coming in support of you.
Oh, good. I'm not alone.
828 said, leave poor Loren alone. Let her remodel until her heart's content.
Thank you.
Someone said, let the pregnant woman do what she wants.
Here's the thing.
But, like, whenever my family members would have those issues, they would just, like, rearrange the furniture. Loren rearranges walls, and she has a whole construction crew.
I wonder who else out there gave their partner, or their partner gave them, a money heart attack. Like, what was the big purchase that they made that freaked you out? 704-570-9595. Did you get or give someone a quote-unquote money heart attack?
I remember my dad bought a car without my mom, and we were in Pittsburgh visiting family, and when we came home, he picked us up from the airport in this new Durango.
Oh, y'all shouldn't have left him alone.
And my dad was like really bad at negotiating. Like, he didn't like to negotiate.
Okay.
And he paid sticker for the car, and when my mom found that out, she hit the roof. She was so mad, A, that he bought the car, and B, that he didn't negotiate anything off the price. That was a fight for like 3 weeks.
704-570-9595. What was the money heart attack you gave someone or someone gave to you? And all I'm thinking about is, while we're talking about Loren's remodel of the home with the baby coming, get the new nursery done, get the outside done, get the laundry done, get the master bedroom, is like those shows where it's like a remodel show and they use the 3D computer.
Yeah.
And the guy that hosts the show goes, it's like the Property Brothers. So the best thing to do here would be to take down this wall, and then the computer shows the wall going down. And what we're going to do is we're going to build up an entire cabinet space, and it just sounds, even the 3D model looks expensive.
Yeah, like, they paid a lot of money just for the presentation.
The presentation itself would go over my budget.
You paid $200 for a rendering of that? What?
And then what we're going to do with the outside is take out this area, this area, this area, and then they erase it.
Yeah.
And we're going to build up. I saw in your picture.
Oh, you looked at the photo?
Yeah, I saw the photo.
Okay.
The potential outside area.
Yeah.
Has a jacuzzi hot tub as part of it, with a fireplace and built up outside area.
So not only
area.
Do you need the stonework and, you know, the whole remodel of that, then you got to go buy a jacuzzi.
Okay. Well,
and you
got
to pay the water bill to fill it.
Let me tell you how the outside even started, though, because the foundation of our back stairs is falling in. So we have to have the back stairs redone. Like, that is a necessity. And I was like,
Let's not stop there.
While they're out there and they're going to do a quick $2,000 fix, let's just go ahead and add another 10.
That is so you. That is so you.
It's like, they're going to be here anyway. They're, you know, it's hard to lock down. Contractors, and we have to do this, so let's just do the outside while we're at it.
That's like if you ever had to go under for anything, you'd be like, hey, while I'm under, why don't you just do the girls? I mean, I'm already under.
Oh, I know this is my last baby. I'm already trying to pitch the mommy makeover, and I'm like, well, while I'm in the hospital, I could just get the augmentation, the tummy tuck.
Yeah, I know you.
Oh my gosh. Does your husband even know about all that? Those free future purchases? Again,
yes.
Not only do you have to pay for Barcelona and the remodel of the house, but you have to pay for the new Loren parts.
Left out, you got a new Loren! That's right. You can enjoy your Loren while you're sitting in the back patio with your new fireplace on your new spa.
And you can just look over your credit card statements and wonder where it all went wrong.
New Loren, the new fireplace, and the new spa could be yours if you guess the price.
Yeah, that is not going in my favor, by the way.
That's a funny game.
Dallas is like, I just got you a Peloton.
It's me.
Manny, Roy, and Loren, Kiss 95.1. Thanks for hanging
with us.
Here's
your mommy makeover.
More to come after 9.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on Kiss 95.1.
Make sure you listen at 11 a.m. That's your next chance to win $1,000. We do it at 8, 11, 1, 4, and 6. It's called the $1,000 Kiss Cash Cup.
This is pretty interesting. One of the people who work here, you know, we have like a bunch of behind-the-scenes people that find stories for us on online and interns and a whole crew of people that write and stuff for us, believe it or not. One of the people, she said she wrote this down. She said, find out what people think of this. Do you prefer a half-night stand over a full one-night stand?
What?
Yeah, she said the half-night stand is where you leave.
Because that makes it better.
And the full one-night stand is where you spend the night. But at least you're not spending the night with the guy. So it's not technically a one-night stand, and you don't feel bad about yourself as you have the walk of shame the next morning.
Hmm.
You picking any of that up, Loren?
No,
Let me play the quiz music
so
as you think.
Okay. I know this is going to get me in trouble.
One night stand, you spend the night with the guy that you just met, and you leave in the morning, walk of shame, same clothes that you went home in.
Yeah.
Half night stand, you go to his house, move furniture, do your thing, and then bail.
Oh, this is so easy, by the way.
Here's the thing. When I first started dating people, I hated when they would spend the night.
Yeah.
Because the morning is, like, so awkward. Like, how the heck do I get this guy out of my house? Like, you know, whatever.
Yes.
So I think the half night stand is the better answer, but...
And by the way, it's better for everyone. You're more comfortable sleeping in your own bed anyway. Just leave.
But I know it. I think I know what Loren's going to say. And I'll say it because you don't want to say it. Slutty. You feel slutty going in, doing the guy, and then leaving.
I mean, I don't
know. You know what? I don't think so. I don't think, one, I don't think it's a bad thing. If you're single and that's what you're doing and you want to go out and do that, who cares?
I think I'm okay with that.
Do you, do him, do anyone.
I'm more concerned with getting somebody out of my bed in the morning. Like, hey, I got to go to work and you can't hang here kind of thing.
I like that Roy thought I went too far saying the word slutty, but he's over there going, do you, do him, do her, do everyone.
you know.
I mean...
What would you rather? You would rather, like, I don't need to cut. Like, if I'm just trying to get mine and go about my business, I don't need to cuddle afterwards. I don't need you to spend the night. I don't need.
But even with
the awkward conversation in the morning.
Poor Dallas. Even you're married, and so am I. And even when I move furniture and I do my thing, like, Amanda's like, where are you going now? Oh. And like, I'm going downstairs to watch TV. And she's like, what? So if I was dating, I think I would be afraid to do the half night stand where I would go do my business and then leave or ask her to leave because then you just feel used.
I don't know. I mean, but if you're going into it knowing that you're going to have a quote unquote one night stand or a half night stand anyway.
We're all adults. If we know we're using each other, that's okay.
Mm. All right. Give us a call. I want you guys to weigh in on this too. Women and men. What do you prefer? A half night stand where you do your biz and you leave, or a full one night stand where you sleep over?
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Is it a half night you prefer or a one night stand? Now, to be clear, one night stand is where you stay all night and you leave in the morning. A half night is when you leave, well, in the middle of the night. I think half nights are wonderful. You get to go home and sleep in your bed after you get to do something that was fun and consensual.
I think it's just polite.
Yeah, it's not weird.
Right.
704 said, wham, bam, thank you, sir. Laters, deuces.
Yeah, we don't have to pretend like we're married. Let me leave.
And then look at this one. I love you guys. You guys are so funny. You texters are on point today. 704 says, you got to peace out, Cub Scout. Get it on, move along.
You see, the half night's the way to go. All right, let's talk with Kaylee and Matthews.
Hey, how are you guys?
We're doing well. Half night or one night?
So I think that it depends on the person because some people you're like, ooh, yeah, like stay. Maybe we'll have a couple other rounds, whatever, cuddle. Other people you're like, oh, my God, get out of my house.
But don't
I think they're both they're both good. I've never heard of Half Nice Dan, but I love that because I've definitely had some of those. And I think really depending on the person, like sometimes you really do like don't want to deal with them in the morning. It's been awkward. I've had people hang out at my house and sleep all day, and I'm like, oh my God.
That's what Lorraine said.
Yeah, you can't stay.
But here I am, and it's such a weird thing for me because all of a sudden I'm the emotional one on the show where I'm saying like
I want to cuddle.
Not cuddle, but I just feel weird leaving her. Like peace out, Cub Scout. I'm done. Thanks for that.
Would you make her breakfast in the morning? Would you?
I might take her or might go get bagels.
Yeah, but what if I have to work or I have something to do? Like I don't need you hanging around like my new puppy dog.
Yeah, we'll work up to that. The relationship could grow into that.
Thanks, Kaylee.
And if I want you to stay, I will ask you to stay.
Sorry that I have a heart. Tatiana!
Hey!
What's good?
Hey, I would 100% prefer the half-night stand. I know that somebody said something about it being slutty to leave like the next in the middle of the night. I feel worse in the next morning. Like if I am doing like a full night stand and I'm staying over and I have to wake up the next morning, like I'm more sober and I'm like, oh my God, what did I just do? I need to get home. I need to wash my face.
Yeah. Like, and you're more incognito if you leave in the middle of the night, like you blend in with the rest of the nighters.
Yeah,
in the morning, we're like in our cute little dress from the club, in our heels, trying to get an Uber.
And you step outside, and then the sun blinds you.
Tatiana.
Yeah, like the sun's assaulting
you. Yeah.
Tatiana's awesome. She basically, just to break down her comment, she just said, I got to get out of there before I realize what the hell I did.
Yeah.
Thanks for weighing in. A lot of funny text messages coming in. Half night all the way. I've been having a bit of a rough time lately. Thank you guys for making me laugh every day. Laughter is by far the best medicine. Thank you again. And there's nothing wrong with a one-nighter LMO.
Nothing wrong with it. It just can get weird.
Problem with the half-night stand is you might be contributing to cheating.
The problem with the...
If you stay the night, they're probably not with anybody else. If there's a half-night stand...
I would hope they wouldn't bring you to their house if they were cheating.
But what if he bails out of your house?
Well, I mean, you could still do a one-night stand and be a cheater, too. I mean, that's...
Of course.
You know.
The 980 said, nah, it's a half-night stand. You got to be off like a dirty shirt.
Oh, my God.
You guys are funny today. Wake up
now. The Manny, Roy, and Lorraine Show.
Turn it up.
Yes, 95.1.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.